Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast, because when you're making money, sometimes life can just be crude. Hey folks, how you doing? My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and talk show host. And on today's episode, we have author, speaker, Barry James Dyke, otherwise known as the Economic Warrior. And he talks about the Pirates of Manhattan, the banking system, and how we better be more prepared than we think coming up here over the next several years. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with author, speaker, Barry James Dyke, otherwise known as the Economic Warrior. But first, I want to take this moment to remind you good folks to please support our sponsors. They literally keep the lights on.
In the inside is warm, you've been wishing you'd never been born.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, I'm Barry James Dyke, also known as the Economic Warrior, and I've written a book, numerous books about how do people retire in the United States.
Well, let's start with that title, Economic Warrior, a little bit. Go into a little bit of how you got that nickname. I kind of imagine it's how you tackle the world of economics, but I'll let you tell the story.
How I came with the name of the Economic Warrior is simply because I was so tired of people not hearing the truth in America. Media, and unfortunately, most of what you hear is either tainted or misinformation in the media in regards to people, how they save and how, and the proper ways for them to get income streams in retirement. So a lot of the stuff is really manipulated for the benefit of Wall Street and big asset managers. So I'm kind of a warrior, really, for the truth.
The warrior for the truth, especially when it comes to Wall Street, it sounded like a little bit. You got some maybe some examples before we get into your what caused you to write Pirates of Manhattan, and maybe some of those examples are what caused you to write Pirates of Manhattan. But talk a little bit about those misleading fake news truths type things. Why you're the warrior of truth?
Well, what you I guess the biggest one, of course, is most people don't understand it, but most if you dig it a little deep, you will. Is that most people know about the Federal Reserve, and most people think that the Federal Reserve, I would say 99 out of 100 Americans think that the Federal Reserve is part of the government. And the thing is that the Federal Reserve is not federal. There are no reserves, and it has as much in common with the federal government as Federal Express does. So when you understand that the banking system is really owned by private bankers, that kind of just sparked my whole passion to get the truth out there, because when I figured this out, I wanted everyone else to know as well.
So let me ask you a little bit about that. What kind of response are you getting? I imagine it's pretty diverse. You got some people that are supporting you, and then you got some people that are probably questioning you. But what are you experiencing when it comes to reactions from just the general public?
Well, the general public is so stressed out. Most people are just having a hard time making ends meet. And the thing is that they don't have the time to understand what's really going on. I'm just very passionate about it. The general reaction it's one of disbelief. And then when I tell people to pull out the dollars in their wallets, and everyone thinks they're dollars, I said they're not dollars, they're actually Federal Reserve notes. And when they pull out a dollar, or $5, or $10 bill, or $1 bill, and I show them that's a Federal Reserve note, people pay attention. And this is control of the money supply has been a saga as old as this country itself, and sound money has always been the basis of success of any country, and so a lot of them have really been truly manipulated. So I just, people can figure this out for themselves, but I'm just gifted and I know where to go and research this stuff.
The thing that I've always found interesting when it comes to the Federal Reserve is, you know, you're right, it's federal, and those are promissory notes. Those $10 bills, those $20 bills is pretty much just a promissory note at the end of the day. The thing that I found very interesting is much like a lot of the other government programs, you know, you take a look at the war on homelessness, over $1 trillion spent on that, and problems are worse than ever. The war on drugs. It seems like whenever something along these lines start to happen, things just kind of get out of control, and we don't seem to combat these problems. I think of this along the same way when we look at what the Federal Reserve has done. Our consumer debt seems to be higher than ever a little bit. Talk to me about the world of consumer debt in relation to what you're talking about.
Well, it's at an all-time high, and because people, when you don't have people that are not making good income, what do you give them? The population, give them debt. So, regrettably, the student loan debt, this is according to the Federal Reserve, not me, is over $1.4 trillion right now. Now, you got to understand that student loan debt was only around $0.5 trillion right around when Obama became president. So, the thing is, so in the past, in a period of about 10 years, has gone from $500 billion to roughly $1.4 trillion. The same thing is true with credit cards, are over the $1 trillion mark, and also the credit card student loans and mortgages. So it's just debt's at an all-time high, and anyone understands debt is that when you saddle too much debt on any business or corporation or a family, for that matter, they eventually collapse. And there's no better example of that this week than the collapse of Toys R Us, which is out of Edison, New Jersey, but the largest toy retailer in the world. I don't know if you have one on there, and you're in Bismarck, but it is the largest toy retailer in the world, and it collapsed essentially because of too much debt. And so this is the problems of debt, and this is, but a lot of people don't understand that, why the company collapsed, but I do, and it's, if you Google it, you'll see that they had over $5.5 billion in debt.
How about when it comes to the system itself? You know, we talk about all these different bubbles that are up there, but, you know, you're only as healthy as your backbone really is. And this backbone seems to be the banking system. How stable is this current banking system?
Well, when you look under the hood, it's not very pretty. Now, the reason I'm known around the country, and I've sold books, my books have been sold in 22 countries, and I've sold over 30,000 copies of the first book, virtually word of mouth. But the reason was because I said banks are very unstable. And the banking system, per se, is still very highly leveraged. It's not as stable as some other alternatives people can have, using life insurance companies and so forth. But banks, as a whole, are still pretty levered. And actually, the Federal Reserve, and not only, but the probably the most levered banks, most unstable banks, are the banks like the Deutsche Bank, which would be the Germany bank out of Germany, which has the leverage sheet is leveraged maybe about 60-1 or whatever, whereas the typical American bank is levered 9-1 or more. By the design, most people understand this because they're fraction reserve in nature. They're unstable by design, and they're not very redundant and not very, very strong. So there's a lot of, I still have a lot of concerns. Now, in addition to that, I don't know how much your listeners understand this, but most people think that when they go to the bank that most of the business of a bank is lending. Don't we almost think of, most of us think that? But the truth of the matter is only about 10% of all business activity with the nation's banks is actually in actual lending for homes and that type of thing. And the other stuff are, you know, gambling amongst themselves or asset management, you know, on mutual funds and wealth management. And actually, it's even the banks in London, or the city of London, are actually more unstable, and only 3% of their revenue is really actually comes from traditional lending. So the banks, by nature, are very unstable, and they're more stable than they were prior to the financial crisis, but they're still very leveraged institutions.
How about Wall Street? When I was in college, a friend of mine was a day trader, and he would describe to me what they do and that sort of thing. And to me, it sounded like legalized gambling. I don't know. What do you make of Wall Street?
Well, it is legalized gambling. Now, the thing is, at least if you go to Vegas, okay, you go to, I don't know, you have any casinos out there, whatever. At least if you go to a casino, whatever, you're going to have some fun gambling. Maybe I can make it some free drinks or a dinner out of it or something. At least you have some fun. But yeah, it is gambling. And the thing is, it's gambling on a biblical scale. And the thing is, and the tragedy of it all, and this is what I'm very passionate about, is that the tragedy of it all is that it's most of the gambling is with other people's money. So the banks themselves do not gamble with their own capital, but they gamble with yours. Okay, and that's some of my research, which is very, very viable, where I show how banks their money in safe places like life insurance companies, and whereas but they love to gamble with everyone else's money, and this is and I'm kind of the guy who kind of cracked the code on this. So banks by their nature are unstable, but what they do for themselves and what they do for their customers are two different things.
Talking with Barry James Dyke, he's an author of Pirates of Manhattan, as well as a sequel to that, Pirates of Manhattan 2, Highway to Serfdom. Looks like that's is that out or is that going to be out? No, your third book is going to be out, Guaranteed Income, Risk Free.
That's been out for about 18 months, whatever, and that's selling very well. People buy all around the country, and just yesterday we sold, I don't know, 150 copies of that to folks in Colorado and some other states. But They're all selling well, and if people want to find out more about me with a book, they can go to barryjamesdyke.com. And there's also, I have my own radio show as well, so if folks want to listen in or listen to the archive shows I have with never the top economists in the United States, and a lot of people have even interviewed guys like Jay Leno and David Stockman and Gretchen Morgan from The Times, a lot of truth tellers. So if folks want to learn a little more truth about money, go to the Economic Warrior section of my www.barryjamesdyke.com.
And in addition to, you mentioned the books, he's got a radio show as well, barryjamesdyke.com. Just kind of wrapping up, also want to mention he's going to be speaking in Bismarck at the Secure Wealth Builders Conference. We've got some more information on our website about that as well. But kind of just wrapping up a little bit, you know, maybe you've talked about this on your radio show, maybe you've talked about it in one of your books, but kind of what, you know, there's a lot of bubbles out there. I mean, from the mortgage to student loans to shopping malls, whatever you want to call it, entrepreneur bubble. What do you see them popping? Do you see them getting bigger? Just talk to me about the world of bubbles right now.
Well, yeah, they're all getting on bubbles. We are another bubble. Where it's going to go, only God knows. Because of the quantitative easing, or which people commonly know as money printing by the Federal Reserve and other central banks, not just the Fed, the Bank of England, European Central Bank, the Bank of Canada, the Bank of Japan, and so on. Because it is printing up money to bail out the banks in the financial crisis, what has happened is that they really kind of pushed all savings, if you will, into real estate or into securities and so forth. So the thing is that, yes, there's no question that it's another bubble, like i.e. like a tulip bubble or even the subprime bubble we had just about a decade ago. So all the signs are there that we're in a bubble, and all bubbles eventually burst, like they did in 1999, 2000 with the high-tech bubble. I mean, all the signs are there that it's just like 1999, but almost worse, and the fact of the matter is today is that 75% of the stocks which were traded on the NASDAQ in 1999, 2000 are no longer in existence. So that kind of tells you, if we don't, history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme.
Any final thoughts you might have? Anything we left out? Anything you want to reiterate? Maybe one last plug for your books, that sort of thing?
No, I just look forward to being of help, service to the folks of people at Bismarck and getting the truth out there, and with Mary Jo and her folks. And it's always a honor and a pleasure to talk to people about how the economy really works, because people need to know. And so God's blessed me, and so I love educating people about this stuff. So nothing but looking forward to it.
And that was author, speaker, Barry James Dyke, the Economic Warrior. To listen to this podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out and like our Facebook page and Twitter accounts as well. All those links, of course, are available at our website, thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, once again, I'd like you to thank our sponsors, even go a step beyond, maybe to ask you, if you have not yet, please support our sponsors. They keep programs like this free right here on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
And that's it for this episode. My name is Jason Spies. Till next time, be happy, and remember, sometimes life can just be crude. We'll see you next time, folks. 'Cause I'm gonna be